Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's come into God's presence once again for this time of prayer. To set aside anything that might distract us from the sole purpose of focusing our mind and hearts on Him and listening to His voice, sharing our own hearts with Him, and creating that communion, that union of hearts and minds in this time of prayer. So let's begin by an act of faith. Jesus, I know you're here. I believe you're present with me when I turn my heart to you, that you're enveloping me with your love and your presence. Believe that, Lord. I hope in you. I'm confident in you. I trust that you are capable of doing all that you plan over me. Your power, your goodness to save and to heal and to guide and to defend all the things that my heart desires, Lord, you're able to accomplish. And I trust in that. I'm confident in that. I hope in that. And I love you. I love your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. I love your patience. I love your the way you enlighten me, help me to understand more and more your heart. And what you love and what you desire. I love you for the way you care for me. Grace me and bless me. I'm grateful, Lord, for all your blessings, for your kindness. I humble myself in your presence, asking for grace, asking for the grace to know you better, to see you more deeply, my daily life, asking that you make us more and more of one heart and mind and soul. Turn my attention to this gospel, this well-known Christmas gospel of Luke 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and all of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Jesus, I'm struck by this gospel in the light of a call of God visiting a soul, in this case Mary, and you speaking your invitation, the fear, the unknown associated with that call, then the reassurance from you that, yes, it may appear impossible, but for God it's not impossible. And then the response of Mary, response of any soul of trust, abandonment, and letting you work your plan. And Lord, I'm invited to reflect on your own call to me. Moments you've spoken to me, reassured me, sent me, and then time also for me to reflect on my own response of trust, or perhaps less trust, in your reassurance that God knows, God will take care of it, that the Holy Spirit will work it out if I only trust and let you be you, that you lead and guide and me follow and open myself to your plan. So perhaps there is an opportunity to just pause the audio and spend time reflecting on God's will in your life, God's call in your life, and how you've responded. A second angle, Lord, that occurs to me to pray through and talk to you about is your attitude of love towards Mary, and how those same words could be said to me, obviously with different meaning, but full of grace, the Lord's with you, and that the Most High will overshadow you, right? And that I shouldn't be afraid that I'm the object of your love, and that your presence is in me through grace, and that the Holy Spirit is the one who will accomplish God's will in my soul if I give space and let him do his work. So I can meditate on God's love for me and how God is the one who's proactive. God is the agent acting in me, bringing about his will. It's his grace that's overcoming and transforming my own human weakness, my life. And the more I live in that grace, think according to that grace, believe in that grace, believe in your power and your love for me, the more your will can take place in my life. And conversely, the more I think with just a human mind, think according to negatives and limitations and how it's not possible, the more I inhibit and frustrate the plan of grace in my life. Third element of reflection, Lord, is just the concreteness of us to a specific town at a specific time, to a specific woman with a specific fiancé in Joseph, and how all those things were a real place in real time with real limitations, yet God wanted to transform them into something amazing and supernatural. And how sometimes I can look at the circumstances, the concreteness, the individuals and their limitations, and see that as an insurmountable obstacle to you. That's not possible because look at this person or that person or this situation or this obstacle. Whereas the Lord is able to enter into everything and transform and elevate it if I'd only believe and let him do his work. Only respond to that grace and that invitation with generosity. So, Lord, strengthen my will and my heart to respond more generously to you today, to not put up obstacles to your grace, but ask and say, you know, how will this be? And then let it be done. Lord, bless my continued dialogue with you, and then the end of this time, let's form a resolution for our day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.